Chapter 2. The Time Travel Phones. Robert looked at Grandad amazed.
How could Lucy have travelled back in time? He asked.
Grandad showed him a mobile phone.
Look at this, he said. This is not an ordinary phone. This is my newest invention.
Robert thought the mobile phone looked ordinary.
What's special about it? He asked.
Do you promise not to tell anyone?
Not even Lucy?
Lucy knows already.
Not even Mum and Dad?
I'll tell them soon.
Okay. So what does it do?
Asked Robert.
With this mobile phone, you can travel back in time.
Wow! Robert exclaimed. Can you really do that?
Grandad nodded proudly.
I've worked on this invention for 2 years, he said. It's ready now.
Robert's eyes widened.
How does it work?
Let me show you. You put in the date you want to visit. Then you put in the place you want to visit. Then you put in the password. Adventure.
Did you tell Lucy this?
Yes, and now one of the time travel phones is missing.
How many time travel phones have you made? Robert asked.
4.
Grandad shook his head.
I'm worried, Robert. I think Lucy has used the missing phone to travel back in time.
Wow! Robert exclaimed. Where do you think she has gone?
Grandad picked up a book.
We were looking at this together last night, he said. It's about the Great Fire of London in 1666.
I think I've heard about that, said Robert. What happened?
In the early morning of 2nd of September 1666, a baker's shop caught fire. The shop was in Pudding Lane in London. There was a strong wind that night and the fire spread quickly. The fire grew so strong that no one could put it out. It burned for 5 days. It destroyed 3/4 of London. It was a huge disaster.
Robert looked scared.
Do you think that's where Lucy has gone?
Yes, said Grandad. She was really interested in the story of the Great Fire.
But why can't she come back home?
To come home, you have to spell the password backwards, then put in the place, then the date. I didn't tell her about that.
What shall we do? Said Robert.
Grandad pointed to his ankle.
I can't walk, he said, so I can't go and find her.
Then I'll go, said Robert. He jumped up from his chair. I'll bring Lucy home.
You are a brave and clever boy, said Grandad. I'm sure you can do it, but you must be very careful. Find Lucy and bring her home straight away. Don't wait until the fire starts.
Where shall I start?
Go to Pudding Lane. I'm sure that's where she will go first.